Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masech Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos B'shalom Zalmanu V'zugasa Marasiyat V'choyz Chalotzeim. They should be benched with a Sachat Slachon Siat Nishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'shefa, and Cult of Sela, and B'schos Esabas Rachel. She should be Zechon Fines Reziva Gogon B'Karav Mamish. Mishnah Aleph begins by talking about Yontif a little bit. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yezer tells us, Tolan es Hamashmeris B'Yontif. A person is allowed to hang or set out a strainer on Yontif. And he's allowed to pour wine into one, which was already hung before Shabbos. He's allowed to pour wine to it on Shabbos. Now, this strainer is a cloth of sorts, which is stretched over a barrel or a pitcher, and then wine is poured into it in order to strain out all the sediment. Now, the reason why it's also to stretch it out on Shabbos, according to everyone, is because it's like it's making an oil. It's like it's making a tent or a cover on this barrel or on this pitcher. Now, regarding Yontif, Rebbe Eliezer is more makel, and he says we are allowed to do this on Yontif. That's because we know that food preparation on Yontif is permitted, and Rebbe Eliezer is makel even when it comes to machshira yachol nefesh, some sort of preparatory stage before the actual food preparation itself, that as well is permitted on Yontif. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, stretching out this mishameres, this strainer, is permitted on Yontif, and if it was already set up before Shabbos, he's even allowed to pour wine into it on Shabbos. And according to him, it's not considered bayrer, whereas the chacham say, ain talin es hamashmeres b'yontif, no putting out this strainer on Yontif, it is an isser of making an oil. The chacham hold that machshira is not permitted to do Erev Yontif. If you were able to do it before Yontif, so then you have to do it before Yontif, no doing it on Yontif. Only things that weren't able to be done before Yontif, for example, cooking, baking, and things like that, that's allowed to be done in Yontif. Furthermore, no placing wine into it on Shabbos either, because that's an issue of Bayrer. But if it was already hung, if it was already set out before Yontif, then one is allowed to pour wine into it, to strain it, to separate the wine from the sediment, and that's because that's regular food preparation, which is permitted on Yontif. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, now that we spoke about wine sediment and straining the sediment, Mishnah tells us, on Shabbos, one is allowed to pour water onto wine sediment, which is already inside the strainer. This wine sediment, it's perhaps grapes and little pieces like that, were caught in the strainer. And there's little drops of wine that are trapped in the sediment. So he's allowed to pour water through it in order to clear all the wine out. And that's not an issue of Bayrer. He's even allowed to strain wine through a kerchief, or through a wicker basket. He's straining the wine not because of the sediment, but because of little pieces that are floating on top. And one could drink the wine without straining it. So in terms of an Isser Dairais of Bayrer, there's no problem. However, he has to do it with a shinoi, so he's not allowed to do it through a regular strainer. Has to be done through a kerchief or through this wicker basket. Another thing that's allowed to be done on Shabbos, v'naisnin beitz abim sanenes shel chardol, one's also allowed to pour an egg through a mustard strainer. He has a bunch of mustard seeds in a bowl, and he wants to separate an egg so that the yolk of the egg goes on the mustard seeds, and it gives it a brighter color. Over here as well, there's no bayrer. That's because both the white of the egg, which remains in the strainer, and the yolk, which is strained through, they're both considered food, and it's not considered bayrer. And lastly, va'isin a neimlin b'Shabbos, one's allowed to make a neimlin on Shabbos. A neimlin is some sort of delicious drink. It's wine, honey, and pepper mixed all together, and it's not considered tirchi yaseira. He's allowed to make this on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'Shabbos, if he's making this drink on Shabbos, because he's only allowed to make a cup full at a time. He only drinks a cup at a time, so he's only allowed to make a cup at a time. B'Yontif, on Yontif, when one's allowed to be involved in food more, b'Lagin, he's allowed to make a whole bottle worth. V'Mayid, and if we're dealing on Chol HaMayid, b'Chavis, he's even allowed to make a whole barrel worth. Now, Reb Tzadik says, HaKalafia Archin, everything has to do with how many guests he has. If he has a lot of guests on Shabbos, he's even allowed to make a whole barrel. If he doesn't have any guests, so even on Chol HaMayid, he's only allowed to make as much as he needs. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.